Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Peace, a podcast bringing peace to your neighborhood through the airwaves, powered by the International Peace Youth Group. Here at The Art of Peace, we aim to create a platform where we can have discussions with people from different backgrounds and organizations to help foster mutual understanding and promote activities that are building sustainable peace in our communities. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to The Art of Peace. It's so good to be back with you again. I'm Matt Jeffries, and I'm your host from the International Peace Youth Group, an organization working in 110 countries around the world to empower youth to create peace. Now, we are always keen to give a shout out to people working to make New Zealand a more peaceful place. This does not just mean helping to make peace between each other, but also peace on the inside. With that in mind, we have a very special guest for you today. On today's show, we will be talking with our good friend, Tony Lau'ulu. Tony is a newly published children's author and the founder of Digital Discipline. With his colleague, he's been helping to create peace in our community by helping people of all ages to curb social media addiction and develop a healthy relationship with technology in our surroundings. Now, without further ado, let's hear from Tony about why he started Digital Discipline and what they have been up to. So welcome, Tony. So I guess to get the ball rolling, do you mind telling us a bit about yourself and sort of who you are and what you do?
Yeah, sure, man. My name's Tony Lau'ulu. I'm Samoan. I grew up in Aneana. I'm a Christian. I try to be a godly man as much as I can. Outside of that, I have two boys, Sakalia and Limalia. They're 9 and 7. And I'm just another Samoan Kiwi, just trying to leave a legacy and trying to make some change. And so that's who I am in a nutshell. And just happy to be here, really, to have a chat to you, man.
That's really awesome. Tell me a bit more about Digital Discipline, just so we can help introduce it to the people who will be listening.
Yeah. Digital Discipline has had a bit of an evolution. It started off with an addiction, really, and it was an addiction to my cell phone for years on end. And so I guess when I went looking for help, when it was really bad, I started to notice it was affecting every part of my life, really. Just and when it started to impact sort of my mental health, that's when I knew sort of that I had to look for help. And so, but interestingly enough, when I went looking for help, there was nothing. There are a couple resources, two websites, but it's not like your other addictions where you have a massive sort of support network, support groups, and can call up any, between 4 or 5 different phone lines to get some support around if I had issues with gambling or drugs or alcohol. For someone that was just purely addicted to social media and screen time, there wasn't anything. I was too embarrassed about the state of where I was at. I went away for another year and a bit to really understand myself. And so, I guess from there, it was just I became sort of an advocate, really, after that, after understanding the impact that it had on my life, relationships, the way I would perceive different groups of people or things around the world, and my self-esteem and all of that sort of stuff. I became sort of an advocate, and then I guess people started to take notice of what I was saying. Ironically, I set up a Facebook page called Digital Display to spread that kind of message. But look, I had no real agenda or plan or intent behind it. It was just if I could impact one person and change their mind about their relationship with their cell phone or screen time on social media, then I would have felt like I've done my job. But yeah, I guess it snowballed from there, man. It's been a bit of a whirlwind the last 2 years. I was in a couple community groups and church groups, and then from there I moved to different other spaces of universities and picking up a couple contracts along the way, and now I'm at a point where I left my full-time job in November to give this Digital Discipline some full-time attention. And so now it's been nothing short of amazing. I've got to give props to God for helping me along the way and blessing me with the strength and ability to be able to bring this thing to life, because if it was just me, man, I would have stopped ages ago. But yeah, that's where it is. And I guess and one last sort of thought, digital discipline really is a place and a home and a resource to be able to understand and coexist with social media. It's not going anywhere, but the lack of education and the lack of understanding of the impact that social media does have is a massive hole in society today, and curriculum-wise, and you might even see through your work at high schools, it's just a very reactive sort of topic, and that only comes up when something bad happens, that we try to address it, but it should be a bit more at the forefront than anything else, but yeah, that's all it is really in a nutshell. So
that's fantastic. I think it's really interesting that there hadn't been anything prior to this, but it's really awesome that you've taken that step to make that difference. I think that's really awesome to have that. It's something very prevalent, I know, for people, particularly younger people, like young adults and teenagers and stuff. Social media, Instagram, Facebook, not so much Facebook these days, but stuff like Snapchat, TikTok, they're super prevalent, and it's really easy to get addicted to, so it's cool that, there's now becoming this resource and this support network, I guess, this community that, hey, we understand and we can help. And that's really awesome. For the work that you do, you find that it is largely dominated by youth and young adults, or is there a surprising amount of, I guess I would say, like my parents' generation, the older generations that also have it? What do you sort of find in relation to that, I guess, the demographic, age demographic?
I mean, predominantly my workshops have been to the youth, but what's interesting, like for a couple of schools that I went to, they saw that it would be valuable for the youth. But a lot of them have turned around and said, hey, look, are you able to deliver professional development for us? Because this is just as much our problem as it is the kids. And a lot of teachers have sat in and said, look, I'm no better than the kids in terms of social media habits. And so, it's prevalent through the youth. I feel for the youth that not that are on social media, but just are misinformed and miseducated around living in this sort of online world. But even parents, I'm a parent now, and I'm 34, coming up to 35, and people my age are struggling with it. And then on top of that, there's a whole another generation above us who are just figuring out Facebook, and we're talking about the 50s and 60s who are now reconnecting with old friends and people they used to go to school with and people they used to work with 20 years ago. And I understand the challenge, but also just in terms of mindfulness, like we got thousands of engineers that are employed by Google, Facebook, Instagram, and all of that their job is to find out how they can keep us engaged and locked into these platforms. So, as much as, we might kick ourselves for spending hours at a time, also you need to be mindful that, there's some algorithms and there's some, really strong scientific stuff that they use to keep us locked. And, and it's not just some innocent sort of platform anymore. There's strong agendas behind, the pull and urge to be online. And so it plays a lot on emotions. It plays a lot on, fear. It plays a lot on multiple things. And those platforms just collect your data and know exactly what to have for you. As soon as you press on that Facebook icon or Instagram icon, it knows exactly what to show you. So, but in terms of answering your question, it's right throughout, from 0 to 5 to primary school, high school. young adults to adults to grandparents. It's, it's it affects everybody, you know.
That's really true. Actually, when as you were saying that, I was reminded of when I went traveling a few years ago, and I was overseas with my grandmother. We were traveling through Italy together, and she taught me about shopping and all that sort of good stuff. And I taught her about Facebook because she really wanted to, you know, be more connected with her grandkids and great grandkids. So that's really true that it's not just like youth. While it may seem predominantly them, because you know they're the ones that sort of get all the attention and the focus, but you know, it's cool to see as well that you guys are working with all age groups as well. So that's fantastic. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Where does your passion for this really stem from? I know you mentioned a bit about you know, your own struggles and your own issues that you had. Where does your passion for this youth, particularly or work rather, with this youth or with the youth rather, stem from?
Yeah, I mean, it's twofold. First and foremost, because it's just like anybody that's gone through, you know, something semi-traumatic, something that's been very difficult in terms of a challenge, and you do find yourself on the other end where you've, you know, successfully pulled yourself out of there. You know full well the struggles, the sort of difficulties that that particular challenge involves. And so for me, it was just the day in, day out of being on my phone for 5 to 6 hours. I know full well what that feels like, and just the really ugly feelings of, you know, not being able to control that that particular addiction or to rein it in, or have no tools or understanding of you know, how to get a grip on this thing, because as useful as it is, it's a very double-edged sword. The same thing that you need to log into your Westpac account, it's the same thing that you can spend scrolling 4 hours on, you know, through Instagram. And so, you know, I had been stuck for years, and knowing that there was no help, you know, I totally get it when people do message through and just say, hey, look, you know, I'm at a breaking point in my relationship because this thing is just messing with, you know, our relationship dynamics, because there's social media now involved, or I can't seem to communicate with my 10-year-old son now because I've enabled this monster of Fortnite in my house, and now you know, now it's out of control. And so all of those varying different challenges that social media does bring, that's where my passion comes from, because I understand, I got all the empathy in the world to understand parents, to understand the youth, why they go through them. You know, a lot of the challenges with youth have been around self-esteem and self-worth. And a lot of that stems from social media. And even me, when I was struggling through it as, you know, early 20s, mid-20s, self-esteem was massive for me. That's something that drew me to social media, was because I didn't feel like I was being validated enough in person. You know, it wasn't enough anymore to get validation from 3 people or, you know, a few people. I needed it from a couple hundred now. And that seems to be the drug for our youth. And I, you know, at the moment now, I couldn't care less what people, you know, because I'm still active on social media, not as active, but I'm on there. If I post something, it's just to let my family know that I'm still alive, or you know, to show a picture of an updated photo of my kids. I don't need to do that every day anymore, because my validation, I've found that you know, through meaningful sources, which is face to face and my faith. I couldn't care less if 50 people like my stuff or not. That's not where I pump myself up anymore. That's where my passion comes from, man. It's just the knack to want to help people, because when I went looking for help, it was tough knowing there was nothing. The only help was download this PDF and go through the few steps. And I'm like, oh, man, that's not going to help me. I built up 7-8 years worth of addiction, and you can tell me to download a PDF? And I guess the second thing, man, is not really on a business way, but more leaving a legacy for my sons that you know, hopefully is something that they can be proud of when they look back and say, hey, look, you know, my old man, you know, took the initiative to help someone. or to help people, and digital discipline was something that was just born out of that want to help people. And, you know, it wasn't anything that was government initiated or wasn't funded by anything initially. And so I guess, you know, I'm a big believer that the solutions for our community are in our community. They don't necessarily have to come from the beehive, you know. And so, you know, I feel privileged enough to be able to help a few people along the way. But yeah, that's where my passion comes from in terms of my work, yeah.
It's really inspiring, and I'm sure a lot of people who are listening as well, you know, will be inspired by that too, because, you know, it doesn't take, you know, some superhero to go out and change the world. You know, all it takes is normal people to just be like, well, hang on a minute, like, this isn't good enough. You know, like you said, you know, 7-8 years of addiction and maybe a 15-page PDF, like, that's not going to help you at all. Mm-hmm. And now look, you know, having built up, you know, digital discipline to what it is now, and to be able to have that outreach to be able to help these people, it's nothing short of inspiring.
So for those of you who are listening, take note. If there's something that's wrong or somewhere there's a lack in your community, don't think you are powerless. You can make a difference. Whatever you do, however small, you can help create a more powerful community. And if you feel like you can relate to what's being said and you might need some help cutting back on those Facebook posts or getting the controller down while playing Fortnite, I encourage you to check out Digital Discipline on Facebook and Instagram. That's all for now from Tony Laulu, but we're not done yet. Next week, we'll hear from him about the new children's book he's been working on, and he'll share a bit more about digital discipline and some tips to how we can find that balance between online and offline world. Now, though, it's time to hear some good news to help us feel better about what's happening in the world today. So firstly, I want to talk about New Zealand's first social supermarket. This opened earlier this month, and it's a supermarket that has no price tags. Instead, everything is based on a point system. Thanks to the City Mission in Wellington, this idea has come to fruition, and it's been met with a lot of success throughout the Wellington area. Instead of pre-made parcels from food banks, the vulnerable in our community are also given the dignity of choice to choose what they want, which I think is really, really awesome. Also, a little extra helping of positivity from our humble little country. We have Sam the Barter Barber. He's a Kiwi barber traveling the country, giving haircuts while encouraging men to be emotionally open about mental health. How much does he charge? Well, nothing. He just asks for food and petrol to continue his journey. This is something that's really important, as mental health is a key issue that New Zealand has been facing, and it's something that here at The Art of Peace we're really passionate about. I hope these stories can give you some encouragement that not all the things happening in the world are bad. Thank you all very much, and I'll see you all next week.
You've been listening to The Art of Peace by IPYG. Special thanks to our peace family at the International Peace Youth Group and Planet FM Public Access Radio who make this happen. To get involved with the peace work, or if you have any questions, you can hit us up at IPYGNZ on Instagram. Join us again next Monday at 9:05, or visit the Planet FM website under the Art of Peace page to listen anytime, anywhere. Until next time, peace out.
We're gonna shout to the top, shout. We're gonna shout it to the top, shout. We're gonna shout it to the top, shout.